Well, I think that's wrong. I believe that I've seen some horrible situations with foster kids in the system. Number one, the state has no business really trying to oversee or run this from the top down. We need to be doing this in local communities. Local people and local nonprofits and churches, they're a much better group to be able to take care of foster kids than the state of Florida. We've had all kinds of abuses and problems. I believe that the kids are better off in a gay household than being in the system. So I don't share General McCollum's view.
We're speaking with Bud Childs. He's an independent candidate for Florida governor. On your website, Bud Childs for Governor, you wrote a blog post that said, "The rumors are true. I am a spoiler." What do you mean by that?
Well, I think, I've been accused by Democratic insiders of being a spoiler in this race, the people that don't want competition for Alex Sink. And I like Alex. I think Alex is a good public servant. I'm not against Alex. I'm against the political system that she is a part of. Spending $30-40 million. Again, she's received a check from the Democratic Party for going back a year now, and the primary hasn't even been held, for $100,000 or so a month. That money puts chains on you. And so I'm here to spoil that party, not to spoil her party or to ruin her election, but to spoil the interests that are running the state government now, which is the few that are really controlling the many. And because of that agenda, that the banks are not loaning money into small businesses, the utilities are not allowing us to have conservation standards. They'd rather build nuclear power plants. The for-profit HMOs are standing in the way of our doing community health care and getting more of our health care into the hands of nurses and doctors that actually provide care. We've got great solutions around the state for health care, but we've got to reform the system, and we can't do it unless we get the money out of the politics. So I'm here to spoil that party.
And as you mentioned, there are Democrats who are asking you to pull out of the race to give Alex Sink a better chance at winning in November. And a lot of the polls are very close. They say that whichever candidate wins the Republican nomination, Rick Scott or Bill McCollum, that race between the GOP candidate and Alex Sink is going to be very close. What happens if in the last week of October or the first week of November, that race is still very close and you pulling out of the race could tip the balance for Alex Sink? Would you pull out of the race?
Well, I mean, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Believe me, I'm not a Rick Scott fan, but what I'm finding is that there now is a huge opportunity for me because of the split in the Republican Party. A lot of people believe that Rick Scott is going to win, and there's a lot of Republicans that are not going to support him. They're not going to put that Humpty Dumpty back together. The medical community, moderate Republicans, are very concerned about him and his background, and I believe that I'm going to be a very attractive candidate as a fiscal conservative independent to attract those votes. I think, again, there's as many people on the Republican side as the Democratic side that want to see the system change. They want to see the environment protected. They want to see better health care. They want to see better schools. They don't want auctions. They want elections. They want to see the political system reformed so that the government is more transparent, more accountable, and more truthful, not robbing trust funds and kicking people off the Public Service Commission because they vote against a rate increase. There's a lot that we've lost ground on in the last 10 years. And so I believe that, for me, I've hardly got two quarters to rub together as a candidate, and yet I'm at 20% in the polls, within 10 points of a guy that's spending $2.5 million a week. Well, that tells you something about, where Floridians are. I think they are tired of, and I think as we get into the general election, we're going to see even more that of people that are coming to me because they're looking for an alternative.